Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I'm obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in.
I'm super excited to take you through this exercise because I take many of my clients through this. So whether it's in a high-level mastermind container or one-to-one, this is the work we do. Here's one thing I know about you, especially if you're on this episode, is you know how to work hard and you have the strategies, probably more strategies than you like to admit. Hard work for you is like a default. This is like the middle name. And you probably have gone to a point of even burning out. My intention of this is to help you uncover and release any sort of unconscious conflicts, sneaky hidden benefits, fears, beliefs, et cetera, for you to become aware of them and start shifting them. Because for many of us at this level, and whether you're just starting out in your business and you're brand new and you're like, I just want to make my first 5K, 100K, whatever, or my next 10 million. The one thing that has been common with all of us is this. We all put our pants on the same way. JK, maybe not. Maybe you put the right leg in first and the left leg. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is you have a subconscious mind and a nervous system. And until you learn how to master that and rewire that so that it's actually working for you and helping assist you to your goals, we all have experiences collectively that, whether they're past memories, traumas, limiting beliefs that we've learned, identities, et cetera, that are slowing us down and holding us back. And until we get our subconscious mind and nervous system on board and aligned with our conscious desires, it is actually going to work against you, not because you're not a good person, not because you don't deserve it, don't even get into that conversation, but rather because it doesn't know and it's not aligned and it's on board and it sees your desires as safe yet. Until that happens, it's going to work against you to try and protect you from what it doesn't know. Brain doesn't like the unknown. So if you're still here and I trigger you or you start to question things, good. My role is to help you uncover blind spots, anything that's holding you back. My role is a challenge of thinking. My role is to help you think bigger for yourself because we only can get ourselves so far. And we all have coaches, whether you're in sport and music and business, et cetera, that help us up-level ourselves, see what we can't see, challenge our thinking to go even bigger. This is my intention. Because what if I were to tell you that at this level of entrepreneurship, the number one thing, the main thing that's causing us to hit plateau or causing us to not make the sales, the income, the impact that we know is possible has actually nothing to do with your offer, your script, or your strategy that you've been doing, but actually something that's deep rooted beneath the surface of the subconscious mind that's holding us back and sabotaging us in ways that we didn't even realize until I just brought it to your attention. What if I told you that there are events, moments, and memories that every single one of us collectively, as part of this human experience, have had that have caused us to at the final moment, pull away or give off some vibe or say the wrong thing. You're like, oh, I see that. Or hesitate or procrastinate or not jump when the opportunity was given or self-sabotage in sneaky ways. Like maybe it's accidentally not booking the ticket to do your TED talk or learning more courses instead of implementing. And it's causing us to not hit our goals from experiences of how we want. And there's no amount of willpower or hard work or Tony Robbins books or business strategies or affirmations or journaling or crying or breaking down that will ever shift or change that. Because let's face it, wouldn't that have done it by now? For some of us who like really do this work and dive in and journal and take courses and do seminars, if that were the case, wouldn't it have changed or shifted by now? And for some of us, we've experienced some levels of success and it's like, then we come back down. We're a little bit more and then we come back down. And we're experiencing success at a cost. And you're like, I can't possibly work harder. I don't want to sacrifice more time for my friends and my family or my, et cetera. It doesn't have to be that way. And we're going to start shifting the narrative around what this actually means. What if I were to tell you that it actually comes down to one main thing, the unhealed, unresolved, old patterns, societal patterns, or traumas that exist within us. And if you're still listening and you're nodding your head like, okay, this is for you. because I work with entrepreneurs who want to do business differently in a more aligned way for you. Listening to your intuition, being more in this divine feminine. Yes, we have masculine, hard work, et cetera, strategies, law of action, yes. But also it's not just about that anymore. Gone are the days of like hard work and hustle. Because we all know people who work super freaking hard, but still have nothing to show for it. Think of someone right now. Who do I know who works so freaking hard and yet is still not really successful? Most of society, actually. Now, let's challenge this belief a little bit, because people are like, what do you mean you have to work hard? Law of action is required, but we can do it in a different way, a more aligned way for you. Now we can think of people who work super hard and have everything to show for it. We also can find people who barely work at all and have nothing to show for it. We also know people who are successful, but are miserable as fuck. Like, they're in a constant state of fight or flight, no matter how many zeros are in the bank account, how many houses, how many outcomes they have. We also have people who have nothing or are miserable as fuck. I'm going to swear. Sorry, guys. I forgot to warn you. But we also can flip that. We know people who are very successful and are super happy. We all know people who and have everything and are super happy. We all know people who are successful in their own way, but have nothing and are super happy. So who's right? The answer is no one's right. But what I want to start asking you is, instead of being who's right, it's what's more useful for me to believe to take on, and how do I want to operate? How do I want to move forward in life? What do I want to create? Knowing that everything is possible, all those beliefs we just shared, whether you work hard or not work hard, we're going to find examples of the contrary and the opposite. So what's going to be a more aligned way for me? And how can I tap into my intuition and my higher self to actually understand what is that aligned action for myself? Law of action does apply, but I want you to think of it as this. You have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brakes. You can keep pressing your foot harder on the gas, but until you release the brake, you're still going to be going maybe a little faster. But what happens though if we're putting our foot down on the gas and the brake at the same time? Burnout, rubber, smoke, etc. Like, at what cost? What if we were to take our foot off the brake? So your foot's still on the gas, but now you're moving forward more effectively, more efficiently, easier, more flow, right? Every strategy works. Every how works, not if it's out of alignment with you. The how is actually the easy part. We can Google any how, any strategy we can Google. We can't Google experience, and we can't Google our blind spots. Because how do you Google when you don't even know how to Google? Like our blind spots, how am I supposed to know if they're there if they're a blind spot? Take broad finger teeth, for example. I like to anchor this in visuals. And yes, we're going to get to our exercise very soon. But recognizing that if I have broken my teeth and I'm walking around in the world, how do I know if I've broken my teeth? One, if some kind person's like, Kenya, yo, girl, you got like, oh, get it out. Oh, thanks. AKA coach, whatever, a friend, a mentor. Or I look in the mirror and I'm like, holy crap, I've walked around with broccoli in my teeth this whole time. Like, frick, thank goodness I got it out. This exercise is going to help you be a mirror for you. My role is to ask you questions better than the questions you're asking yourself. Because the quality of life is truly determined on our perspective and the questions we ask ourselves. Our perspective determines everything. But if we don't know how to start questioning things and look from different perspectives, we think there's like something wrong with us or we're working harder versus, hold on, let's just ask better questions, more efficient questions, more effective questions. Because the one thing about your subconscious mind is if you ask it a question, it has to give you an answer. Maybe not right away, but if you sit in the question, you allow yourself to ask yourself the question, your subconscious mind will always give you an answer. The thing is though, we can't listen to our intuition if we have all this noise, mind drama, all this emotional trauma going on. It's going to be very hard and challenging to actually listen to your intuition, your higher self, take aligned action for you. So who's ready to uncover the sneaky hidden shit holding you back from selling and scaling? I'm going to sip this up a tea first. Why is it valuable before we dive into this? So a couple of things here on the subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind runs everything you do. Right now, me talking to you, it's my subconscious mind. I don't got to worry about blinking, my heart beating right now, circulation, breathing, my tongue moving, my hands moving to make sounds. You can understand this. Your ears picking up the vibrations, transferring it in. You don't got to do any of that. And thank goodness, because we would literally die from overstimulation. Just like you learning how to brush your teeth. That's a pattern. Everything we have in life right now, your external reality is a reflection of your internal programming. Your bank account, your clients, your relationship, your health is just an example of our own internal programming right now. The sneaky thing is though, we learned all of our programs. We learned all our beliefs. We learned all of our identities. And until you uncover that, which the teacher I love is Dr. Carl Jung, he says, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will run your life and you'll call it fate. My role is to help you uncover, what are the unconscious paradigms right now? What is the current programs and identity and beliefs creating your current paradigm? Because if we want something different, what got us here doesn't get us there. We have to shift internally to shift the external. The thing you have to understand with your subconscious mind though is this as well. It's one prime directive is to help protect you and keep you safe. First and foremost, that's it. and it is constantly scanning your environment, looking for threats. Change to the brain is a threat. Listen to that for a second again. Change, even if consciously you know it's good, healthy, more money, love and relationships, et cetera. If you have some sort of past experiences, memories, beliefs, meanings, interpretations, et cetera, that we haven't cleared, dealt with, and it's causing emotional turmoil, stress, physiology, sensations going down, or looping thoughts, until we clear that, it is going to see that desired conscious change as a threat. So no matter what we do, how hard we work, get some little success, we're going to always come back down to our own programming. So this is the most valuable work you can do as an entrepreneur, is to uncover the current mindset and programming in nervous system right now. What's my current thermostat at? What's my current programs at? Because if I don't change this, no matter what I do externally, I'm always going to come back to this home base. So I upgrade this, the external will upgrade. So here's the thing. We can have conscious desires and never seem to reach them. Why is that? Our subconscious mind hasn't got on board yet. Now, we have some sneaky unconscious fears and benefits and value conflicts that most of us aren't even aware of. And every level you get to, there's another level. I always like to say with business, it's like personal development on steroids. It's not the business, the client, the external that shows you or creates the trigger or limiting belief. It's revealing to you what's already within. Because it wouldn't bug you, wouldn't trigger you, and you wouldn't have a physiological response to it if there wasn't already some sort of interpretation, experience, memory, belief, limitations within ourselves. And fear masks themselves in sneaky ways. Fear can mask itself as stress. I know that's stressing. Stressing about money, about business, what we're doing. Fear can mask itself as people pleasing, lack of boundaries, constantly learning instead of implementing, cleaning the kitchen instead of doing what we need to do. That was mine. Fear can mask itself as emotional turmoil. No matter how much success we achieve or money we make, we still feel some weird aspect of unworthiness or proving myself or not enoughness. Fear can mask itself as being preoccupied instead of being present with the time off or my kids are on vacation. Fear can mask itself as no matter how much money I have, I still feel like I have fight or flight no matter what level of success I achieve. Inner turmoil doesn't go away. Fear can mask itself as feeling awkward to receive a compliment. Oh my God, your hair looks so nice. Or wow, your nails, or I love this outfit, or how your speech impacted me. Do you ever feel awkward or insecure of receiving compliments? Or what about you bought a new bag, a new house, a new car, and now you're feeling weird and insecure thoughts around other people? I'm shining too bright, or I'm playing too big, or what are people going to say or do? Funny, hey? Here's where we're going to end the exercise. I want to help you uncover and get aware of what potential might be running the current show. I'm just going to prompt you some questions. Take your time, ask yourself these questions, knowing that awareness is the first step to creating any true change. We cannot change or improve what we're not aware of. If it's a blind spot, we can't change it. We can't improve it. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Take your time answering these questions. And notice you can ask yourself these questions anytime. It's going to help you uncover, like I said, the subconscious mind is going to give you an answer. Maybe not right away, maybe with time, but just keep asking yourself this question. So you came to this for some reason. You want something. My question to you is, what do you want? What do you want? Ask yourself that first. Now, I'm going to take a little tangent first and foremost, because I want to make sure it's actually what you want and not what you think you should be wanting, just based on what societal says, based on just a line of thinking or actions you've already done. Maybe it was like me. I got my degree, got my dream job, and I was like, hey, why don't you just be ba-ba-da-ba-da? But I didn't want that anymore. It was out of alignment with me. And it wasn't until I started questioning things I actually recognized, where did I even get this pathway from? This way of doing my business, this way of launching, this way of offering a program, this way of showing up in the world, or when I work and how I work. It's all based on past programming, based limitations and societal external. So this is going to get clear for you. First, ask yourself, what do you want? What do I want? Write that down. Pause if you need to. And then I want you to ask yourself, why? Why do I want that? Without judgment, just ask yourself, why do I want this? The why is going to help you uncover if it is truly yours. The white picket fence. I wanted that for a while. I'm like, why do I want this? I'm nomadic. I love to travel. I don't want to get a house and fence right now. Not that there's anything right or wrong, but it's just, are we in line with you and your desires and what you actually want, or based on what we think we should be wanting or have to? Because maybe you spend your time getting your master's and PhD, or spending years and hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars building a business, but it's not in alignment with you anymore. The serious thing is, do we even ask ourselves the question to say, why do I want this? Is it actually what I want? If it doesn't, perfect. And we can start untangling that. If it is, perfect. Only you will know this. Only you know what's on your desires. Only you know what's aligned for you. But until you question or asking this stuff, a lot of us are building lives and something existing, doing achieving, to-do lists, existing versus actually living, and experiencing and building life on our terms and what we want and what's best for us. What's best for you is best for everyone else. And maybe it's because of money or past investments, past money, past time, etc. We're too scared to pivot or don't want to pivot. For some of us, we're like, no, I'm good to go. But start to question and ask, what do you want and why? Now, the third question here is, what does that give you? So let's say I want more money. Okay, why? Well, I'd like to have more time freedom. I maybe can hire a cleaner to come. Maybe I can hire someone to look after my kiddos. I can hire a different team. I can just buy a new outfit. No judgment. Just what I want? Why? What does that give me? Okay, maybe I want to have more time. Time for what? Okay, to spend time with my kids or my friends or travel. Great. So maybe one of your values is family or time freedom or autonomy, etc. So we ask, what does it give us? You're going to have a first answer. And I want you to go deeper. Okay, great. What does that give you? And what does that give you? Until you get down to a value, your values determine around everything. And if there's already an unconscious conflict, then if I have a belief that I have to work harder and it takes more time to grow my business, but my value is time with my family, can we start to make a correlation that if my true core value is family or time, and I have a belief that it's going to take me more time to grow my business, do you think I'm going to grow my business if I have that belief, that incongruency? Nope. And it will show up in finding self-sabotage ways. So we know what we want. We know it's aligned with us, what it gives us, the value. What's our values? Keep asking, what does this give me? What does this give me? Now, here comes the fun uncovering of some unconscious conflict, potentially. For some of you, you've already had some like aha moments, which I'd love to hear about. So for some of you, you're like, oh my gosh, I recognize the value conflict, or I actually don't even know why I want this. What I want? Here's a question, though, if you're at this part, is what do I think it will cost me to achieve what I want? Let's say I want, I don't know, a $10 million business. What do I think it's going to cost me in order to achieve a $10 million business? Down. Everything that comes to mind. Pause the video, write it down. What do I think it's going to cost me? What do I think I will lose if I achieve that business? Friendships, partnerships, teammates. I don't know. What comes up for you? There's no right or wrong answer. This is just going to come up for you. You're uncovering your own unconscious, sneaky, hidden fears, benefits, value conflicts. Who do I think I will lose if I achieve my goal? Who do I think I will lose? What do I think I will lose? Think of your goal now and ask yourself why you can't have it. What? Tanya, this doesn't make any sense. Just ask yourself, why can't I have this goal? What comes to mind? Those thoughts, those beliefs, those that resistance, the emotional turmoil, et cetera, that's coming up for us, is showing us kind of almost like lights on a dashboard of your car. It's like, oh, check the oil. Oh, pour my gas in. We're just showing us what's on our dashboard right now. What current programs, identities are currently creating our now paradigm. If we want to create a different paradigm, we're going to uncover and reprogram first. We already asked ourselves, like, what do we think it's going to cost us to get it? Another question is, what is the consequence of getting it? These are just different ways of prompting your subconscious mind. What's the consequence of me getting this goal? Okay, so here's a sneaky one. How does not having it currently benefit me? Damn, there's no benefit. I want all the money. There's benefit. Uncover it. If there had to be benefit, what would it be? Another way of saying this, how is me not having it right now keeping me safe or protecting me? What do I not have to deal with? Who do I not have to deal with or face? How does not having it currently benefit me or keep me safe? I'm going to challenge you to sit with this one until you have something come through. How is it protecting me? What do I not have to do? Take your time and pause the video with these. What responsibilities do I think I have to take on in order to achieve this goal? A couple more questions. We're almost through this. This is the work. Only you know what's useful or truth for you. I can't do your push-ups for you. They can give me the program, but I can't do the work for you. So if you're just like, okay, let's go through this. I will tell you that every successful entrepreneur, this is where they spend the majority of their time, is their inner world. Because they recognize their inner world creates their external world. With ease and fulfillment and success starts within. The entrepreneurs I work with already have reached a certain level of success. And it's like they doubled on this work because this work creates the external world. Like I said, the hard work, strategy, action is very valuable and it's necessary. We live in a 3D world. But if it's out of line with you, at what cost is it causing you? Relationships, time, health, burnout, etc. And can you be open to being there a more aligned way for you? But only if you start to uncover what's the current programs, beliefs, moments, traumas, patterns, et cetera, that are currently still taking up energy and space, preventing me from moving forward. This is it right here. Okay, so another question. What's the benefit? I already said this, kind of staying here. Or how's it keeping me safe? Different way of asking, how does me not having it benefit me? You can ask it of what's benefit of staying here. What am I afraid of if I get it? What am I afraid I might lose? What am I afraid I might have to deal with, etc. Is there any fear coming up around if I achieve this? I had one example of, I had a fear of, as I play bigger, as I shine brighter, as I get in front of more people, of being judged. Because I had lots of experiences younger that kicked me out of the tribe, got bullied a lot when I was good at something. So it doesn't have to consciously make sense. A lot of times what the problem is actually not the problem that's underneath. It's how our brains attach meanings, interpretations, past experience and moments that we might be aware of or not be aware of. But a lot of this comes back down to our old programming, our beliefs of moments and experiences that our brain has attached meaning or interpretation to that's still showing up in our adult life. So I want to switch gears for a sec and ask yourself, look at maybe a belief you've come up with. And I want you to ask yourself, where is the evidence of the opposite of this belief? Whether it's personally to you or others. So maybe you're like, oh, it's going to cost me so much more time to, and I might value time with my family, or I just value my alone time. So taking more time to build this business, you feel resistance. So where's the evidence of the opposite of that belief? Where has there been a time where it hasn't cost you any more time to make more money or better business? And if you don't have personal evidence, can you find examples of other people? Now, can we show our brain of the stuff that we wrote down? Can we look for the evidence of it just being that, a belief that it's a perceived threat? So as I make more money, I'm worried that people are going to think I'm rich or greedy and they're going to judge me and not be my friends. Can I show my brain, if that's my belief, that it's actually just a perceived threat, it's not an actual threat? Because let's say even if they did leave and they weren't my friends anymore, I'm still not going to die. So what's our prime directive of our subconscious mind? Safety. It doesn't want us to die. It's keeping us safe. It's keeping us surviving. So if there's a perceived threat, which is just an emotional physiological response, right? Fear is just an emotional physiological response to perceived threats. This stuff that we're writing down are just perceived threats. I want you to start showing your brain now that it is just a perceived threat. Take your mind down the rabbit hole saying, okay, I did make more money and I'm worried about losing my friends and, you know, having no one. Can I show them that I'm actually, even if that were to happen, I'm not going to die. I'm still going to be okay. Can I show them an example of, I'm scared to go online because I'm getting judged, etc. But can I show my brain that says, if I go on my Instagram right now, I just go live on my phone, I press the red button. And even if people say a bunch of mean shit to me and all this stuff's happening and I press off, can I show my brain that I might experience some physical injury, but I didn't die. I'm okay. Can I show my brain the evidence that the belief is just a perceived threat? Show your brain that. Because right now it's seen as like a lion right now trying to kill you. And it's just a perceived threat causing the fear and stuff within us. Now can we see and show our brain the evidence of how what we desire really benefits us? More time, more money, more impact, more get to donate to my kids' college fund. I get to surprise that significant other with a trip. I get to hire help, which is going to help me have more time, etc. Show your brain and find the evidence of how having your desires really benefits you, and take your time here. Get into the feeling, the actions, the beliefs. What are you experiencing your day now that you have this? This is the work, my friend. Now, what I want you to do is, looking at everything you wrote down, you have ways to start showing you evidence of how it's just a perceived threat. I want you to find evidence of flipping it to how it actually does really benefit you, to whether, again, it's your own personal experience or others doing it for you, looking to the opposite of the belief. So whatever you wrote down of like working hard, where's the evidence of the opposite? Look at how having that actually does really benefit you, and look at everything you wrote down as it just being that perceived threat, and show your brain, because it doesn't know the difference between what's real or not real, show your brain that it's just a perceived threat. And you're not actually going to die from it. Now, if you want to dive deeper into money blocks and money stuff, I designed a workshop that's going to help you uncover the sneaky subconscious beliefs running on autopilot, running on default, and help you start to shift them and align them with your healthiest, wealthiest, most fulfilled, successful, happiest self. The mouthful, I know. But we just did kind of a general what your desires are. money and our relationship with money determines everything. We do or don't do certain things based on what people feel about us, what we may be perceived as, investing, not investing around money. So if we can shift our relationship with money and dive deeper into our own money blocks and reprogram them and release them, what tends to happen? We tend to make a lot more money with ease of fulfillment because we're not having all the stuff hold us back. So if you'd love to dive into that, I'd love to invite you to that free money mindset workshop. That's only special for this summit. And it's where we actually uncover questions around money specifically. And at the second half, I actually take you through some subconscious shifting and belief work that actually causes a shift in the subconscious level. In this workshop, we just went through awareness because awareness alone can cause a change. But for some of us, we're like, oh, but there's still a thought going on. There's still some emotional turmoil. Great. This is where we do some subconscious programming work around this. I'd love to hear what comes up for you on this questioning. What are you now aware of? What surprised you? What maybe are you like, huh, I didn't think of this before. Maybe it's a value. Maybe you started showing your mind how you work in the diet because of your goal or desire. Maybe it's a new way of finding evidence. Whatever that is for you, I'd love to hear what comes up for you. An aha, a clarity, a question, contrast clarity, let me know. Awareness is the first step. Because as Dr. Carl Jung says, until you make unconscious, which we just started doing, conscious, it will run your life and you call it fate. Awareness alone can cause changes. If you want to dive deeper into the money stuff, sign up for that free workshop. Otherwise, in the VIP week, I'd love to dive deeper with you and actually start to cause shifts at the subconscious level and help you release this for good. Thank you so much for coming. Can't wait to hear everything about it. You can find me anywhere online, Instagram, at Daniel Douglas Hunt. And otherwise, team, make it a great day.
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly, and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.